I think we're going to start. Hi, everyone. I'm Pierre Vacheron, and I work for Apalia. We have been involved with Cloud Stack for quite a while now, since 2010, in fact, back with the cloud.com team and with the first version of Cloud Stack. We've been doing quite a lot of Cloud Stack implementation, mostly in Europe, mostly in France, Switzerland, a little bit in Germany and UK as well. We're also an Accelerite cloud platform partner, and we are the company behind Amista Billing Software, and we'll show you a little bit of this product at the end of the presentation. So the goal of this presentation is to be quite high level on billing, and not specific to one product, not specific to our product. It's more to if you are a cloud service provider, to ask yourself the right questions before you will design your billing system or decide to implement an existing billing system, or you will integrate with your existing OSS, BSS system when you are a telco. So that's a little bit the idea behind this presentation. So this is a typical cloud stack installation with redundant management server. So when you start the usage server, it's optional. You will get some aggregated raw usage data in your MySQL database. And when you want to plug your billing system, you will go through Cloud Stack API. And usually you have a mediation system. That the term means that you will do a mapping between the raw aggregated data within Cloud Stack, and you will process this data into your own system through the mediation through your mediation system. We saw few systems that directly request a Cloud Stack database. But it's very poor in terms of performance. So I saw one solution where to get a report, you had to wait like for 5-6 minutes to get your first page. So usually it's better to have your own database, so everything is structured the way your billing system works, on you you get much more performance. Regarding Cloud Stack usage, so you have on the left here the usage types. Some of them are not in the latest documentation yet. For example, I'm not sure the security group is there yet. On this one, are not yet in the documentation, but they exist now for some of them for quite a while. And regarding the usage server, so it runs from 1 minute to about a day. So you can tune the way you want to for this part, and you will access to the usage data through the APIs or list usage records. So let's have a quick look, and we'll detail all of them later on this presentation, of what you should have as a billing system overall. So you have your public infrastructure where you run your service for your customers as a cloud service provider. You will access a usage database of Cloud Stack. You will have your mediation system. And then you will have all your services, such as the onboarding, the rating, the invoicing, payment, and we'll detail all of them, account management, usage reporting and exporting. And to consume all of these cloud services that you have in your infrastructure, you will have a service catalog, an app store, storefront, or whatever the name you will have. Could be part of another storefront where you sell other services, but overall, that's what you will have. Some billing system, also integrated ticketing system, or other features. But usually, billing system will have all of these. Regarding the metering piece, I'm not going to go too far into this piece, but three families, a compute family where you have your virtual machines. In fact, you have your compute offering, and part of compute offering could be virtual machine or bare metal server, but it's the compute offering. You will have your storage offering with your primary storage volume, your secondary storage snapshot, ISO templates, and the network part, of course, IP addresses, byte in, byte out, load balancer, etc., etc. So that the metering piece of usage coming from CloudStack on from all of this usage humiliation system. That's the first contact the end user will have with your system. So they will land on your website, and then you have the try it now. So then you will have to provide a kind of onboarding. Several things to consider here. First, some regional cloud service providers, they don't go with a fully automated system. For the main reason is fraud management. Sometimes it requires quite a lot of monitoring in terms of fraud when you have a really fully automated system. So you might consider to have a kind of user screening, but of course you are losing a lot into the process of automation. On you cannot say that you are frictionless when you have a user screening. You will have prepayment, post-payment. So cloud services are the most popular cloud services, such as AWS. Of course, it's post-payments, usage-based payments, but you also have to consider that in some locations where you cannot find payment processor allowing recurring variable payments, you might want to do prepayments, because prepayments, pretty much any payment gateway will support prepayments because it's like an e-commerce basket. So you pay first, and after you consume the service you paid for. Post-payments are a bit more complex. If you want to have resellers, you will have to have a specific workflow for the resellers. And in this case, you will have to screen the reseller as a cloud service provider. You don't want any companies reselling your services before minimum of screening. So I haven't seen any system doing fully automated reseller onboarding. It's possible, technically, of course, but I don't think you want to do that. For management, we already mentioned this part. One important thing is the trial management needs to be, so in our system, we ask for a credit card to do trial. I know some cloud service providers, they some of them, they don't have a credit card for the trial. Yeah, it depends what you want to do. Second part I want to address here, it's the rating part. So it's where you will set the price of your resources. With our system, we decided to be fully aligned with CloudStack. I mean, we designed the product for CloudStack. So what we know, it's service offering. So what we know is compute offering, storage, network offering. So we pull the service offering, and then you can rate them. I'll show you in the demo how we do that for a reseller, because for a reseller you have how much you pay the product from the cloud service provider and how much you want to sell it, because you will manage your own prices, and our system supports that. So what you have to consider here also, it's hourly or monthly. For the rating, usually it's hourly. But after you can consider to sell your package in your storefront, not only hourly base, but also monthly base. For some product, it makes sense. You want also have your system to be fully aligned with CloudStack domain hierarchy. I mean, CloudStack for that it's absolutely fantastic. So you can have your own service offering for a domain or for something different for another domain. So you want your billing system to be able to fully leverage that. Invoicing is, of course, very important. So you need to consider, of course, to have multi-currency support. And especially when you have a multi-reseller system, each reseller could manage its own currency. And the user of this reseller will use a specific currency. You can also imagine that one reseller could manage several currencies. The VAT management, tax management is extremely important, could be fairly complex in some locations. Dispute management also, on credit. Credit, when you are a cloud service provider, I mean, outage happened, so you need to be able to credit back some money to your end users. You also need to have something that a very reliable invoice distribution system. Even if use your billing system, you will have the history of invoices. So if for any reason you didn't receive the mail, they have to have a place where they can retrieve all the invoices. So that's also key to consider a system. The payment part. So first thing on even if sometimes you hear otherwise, you need a PCI DSS certification. Even if all the credit cards are stored at your payment processor, as long as you manipulate credit card data, so you have interface that you will fill the credit card information, even if it's not stored in your billing system, you will have to have a PCI certification. It's fairly easy. We are very familiar with Braintree, which is a PayPal subsidiary. It takes, I don't know, a few hours only on you are certified if you do the things right. You might consider a billing system where you will have to integrate some other payment gateway that the original wants, especially from location where maybe it's a very specific payment gateway for prepayment. And one thing that it took some time in our system to get this feature, but it's extremely key to really track every transaction and to be able to retrieve all the credit, all the discount, all the history of payments, and to really have a very precise log. When you are running operation around billings, this is a key feature. We put a lot of effort in our system to have that right. And also being able to process chargebacks in case you need to reimburse one of your customers. Because credit works if your customer wants to still be a customer. If he wants to discontinue the service, then you will have probably to charge back if for any reason. User management, reseller management, is also a key part. You need to allow your end users to update what they need to update. So a credit card, of course, it's at the end user part. On other information has to be in this user management. Reseller, it's another kind of information that you will have. Try to show you a little bit in the demo later on. What to consider here, that's a white label. So if your system is able to manage reseller, you need to be able to manage white labeling. So the way we handle it in our system, we found that it could be fairly complex when you have a lot of resellers and a lot of, data related to the look and feel of this reseller. So we embedded on cloud, which is a share on the sync storage system, open source share on sync storage system. So that way, we make sure that all the resellers that will sync everything, all their look and feel with the cloud service provider. On the same with the end user and the reseller, you will have to, for example, the terms and conditions, so all the paper, all the data that you share between the end user and the reseller to the CSP, you need to have something that really works well, reliable. So we, so that was for the white labeling. Credit card update, we mentioned that. And also one thing that you need to consider when you reach a certain amount of monthly payments, credit card won't work. I mean, credit card payment works well for end users, but for resellers, I mean, not all credit card allows, you know, 20, 30, I don't know, hopefully even more than that on a monthly basis. So you have to consider other options like wire management, but then you need to have in your system possibility to clear the payments and to track all the clearing. Usage monitoring, exporting, so what you consider here, so you need to be able to also to have all the information regarding the accounts, the project, domain. So this is pretty basic, PDF, CSV, on a daily basis, which is quite important for cloud service provider to really analyze all the peaks of consumption within your cloud. To be able to export through an API, to integrate with other systems, ERP or CRM. There's storefronts. So really depends of what, as a cloud service provider, as a telco you already have. So you might want to integrate with something existing. In our Amista product, we have developed a storefront. The idea we have is not everything is going to happen here. We didn't want, we'll show in a demo, we didn't want to redevelop CloudStack UI. I mean, CloudStack UI is doing a very good job. We think the role of the storefront is to say maybe 80% of what will be consumed will go through the storefront, the rest will go through CloudStack. So it's really packaged stuff in the storefront. You also, one thing you want to be sure that you will leverage all CloudStack service offering into your storefront. So you have to consider to have what we call an app builder. And the app builder should be really, let's say, configurable for the reseller, because maybe a reseller wants to sell a part of what the cloud service provider offers, but not all. And the reseller might want to build its own packaging. The way you should consider reseller, it's like a franchise. So you buy a raw product, but you need to be able to build your own identity based on the raw products. You might consider to be able to provision multi-tier applications and to be able to manage the life cycle of your applications. In our system, you have possibility to stop a VM, restart a VM, change the password. I mean, daily things that are important. Cost estimate, which I'll show you in a demo, and I'm not going to go too far on this one. And also, you want to consider that maybe there's two kinds of products in your store. Some where you can click on it and it does absolutely everything. On some other, you have few options. Yeah, another thing we see a lot on, I mean, companies that are hosting provider willing to create a cloud services, they don't want only sell usage-based services. They want to be able to upsell when possible. So what kind of thing you can sell? It's monitoring services on top, backup on top of your VM, any kind of security services on top of your usage-based services. So your billing systems is to be able to mix usage-based services with recurring billing, recurring services, because technical support or monitoring, usually it's a monthly basis. You could do potentially hourly basis, but for cloud services, it's usually monthly basis. So as an example of a billing solution for CloudStack, of course, there's other solutions that are. One is very well known, is the one from Accelerite, the CPBM, but there's others, CloudOps as one as well. So we cover what we saw previously as at what a billing system should have. We've done a lot of effort on the reseller support the last few years. we really have something that works well now on the reseller management. And we also have subscription services, so the monthly services. CloudStack is not the only platform we support, but let's say it's the one we have the most history. And we are using CloudStack airbag, so we are really kind of piggybacking a CloudStack authentication system, domain system, compute service offering system. So I've recorded a short demo. I think we have 10 minutes left. Should be good.
Yeah.
Yep.
What else are you supporting now?
Say again?
What else are you supporting?
We are supporting OpenStack. But right now our efforts are on AWS. We already had a connector for AWS, but for the enterprise version of Amista, where we were just collecting the cost and bring them in. What we are doing now is possibility for a cloud service provider to act as a broker of AWS services. We will do it also for Azure after, but we are much more advanced on the AWS part. So, and then our app builder, instead of pulling CloudStack service offering, we are integrating CloudFormation templates. And then you can have in your store some AWS services, and you'll be able to package them with other services. So you'll be able to, Amazon prices are totally public. As a cloud service provider, you might want to bundle things in order to be a little bit more profitable for your services. So we will look first as an end user, so as a user account in a CloudStack web. So the third thing, and it takes few seconds to load because it's creating the dashboard where it gives you all your history here in Great Britain pounds for the end user attached to a reseller in UK, for example, in this example. And you have your monthly history, your daily history in this. And what we show here briefly, it's our storefront. It's going to load the apps you have in your storefront. You can categorize them. And on some of them are one click. On some of them, you have a choice. Let me pause on this one a second. So what it says. So it's a media wiki. It tells you you will have 30 gigs root volume for the estimate. On them, you have the choice between a silver SLA or a bronze SLA. On one has the bronze has a better config. No. The silver has a better config. And you can choose to consume it on an hourly basis or on a monthly basis. And in our system, you can define what kind of discount you will set if you sell on a monthly basis. Then we also manage the lifecycle I told you previously in this part here. One thing also important, and I'm not showing it here at the end of the time for that, but we have what we call the advanced mode. So when you click on advanced mode, you have a single sign-on to CloudStack UI. So on this contextual, so if you log as an end user, you will have, the end user UI. And if you are a domain admin, the domain admin UI. If you are an admin, you have the admin UI. And it's single sign-on, so after you can come back directly in Amista, you can switch from one to the other. So things that you cannot provision through the App Store, then you provision directly to the CloudStack UI. That's the philosophy we use with Amista, because as I said earlier, we didn't want to redevelop a CloudStack UI. It was not the spirit of what we wanted to do here. I think I missed the part here because when it's embedded stuff, but it's no big deal. I'm going to show you on the other slide the analytics, but I want only if we have time, we'll come back. So now I'm logging as a reseller. So I have a slightly different dashboard here, and I have the important things. I have two levels: cost and revenue. Cost is what I pay from my cloud service provider, and revenue what I generate from the service, because I will for everything you have a double pricing. We'll look briefly in the rating part. This is the app builder, so we won't go through all the workflow. It's where you will define absolutely everything, how you will access the app. You can create some forwarding rules, forwarding rules. On the other, that's the mapping with Cloud Stack. So what you have here is that you compute offering and you data disk offering here, fully mapped with this. On the rest of the workflow, you have the estimate of the cost and many other things. Here's at the rating aspect, what I wanted to show very briefly here, the cost and revenue. So you cannot modify the current month, so we will go to an upcoming month in June. Then you'll be able to modify your reseller, so you can modify just one thing, that's your revenue. You cannot modify the cost because that's what you pay from the cloud service provider. If you log as an admin, you can modify both because you can set your own cost. After you have different things of analytics here. When you scroll, you have more details. On things that are relatively new also, like I said, we the last few years, we made a lot of efforts for the operation, when you really operate a billing system. So you can very easily to see all your customers, the ones that are your prospect are still in trial in this system. And also when they are in trial, you can manually, if you want, switch them to another mode, which is a real mode. Tax management, we'll go in details in this very short demo here, because I have 3 minutes left, I think. That's about it. That was really short demo. So if there's questions, two or three more minutes to take questions.
Did you say you're doing sort of proper multi-currency? Tiered currency within. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. So your cloud service provider could be in US dollar, and after a reseller in euro, another one in Great Britain pounds, another one in another currency. And this is managed by a system. Okay, thank you. If you want a demo of Amista, feel free to reach me. You go to amista.com. You can do that. Okay, thank you, guys.